Welcome back to Bullseye on the Afternoon on AM 930 WEOL. Andy Bulbarch, Matt Douglas joining you today, taking you up until 6 o'clock this evening. A little bit later on this evening, we've got the Ohio U.S. Senate debate. That comes your way when we wrap up at 6 o'clock, but it's time now for us to return to our Lorain County Commissioners Leadership Through Partnership program. And we have Don Romanchik joining us here in studio. Don, thanks for coming in. How are you?
I'm doing well. Yourself?
So far, so good. Always a pleasure to have you in studio. And today, we are going to talk about CHIP, the Community Housing Impact and Preservation Program. And Don, we'll start with that. For those that don't know what the Community Housing Impact and Preservation Program is, what is it?
This is a program that the county commissioners have been operating for years through the Community Development Department. It is a competitive grant where the county is applies for and is awarded funds. This year we applied for $1 million and were actually awarded $979,100. These funds are then made available to our local homeowners throughout the county in the unincorporated areas, the villages, and the smaller cities. Lorain and Elyria operate similar programs, but for the balance of the county, we're the conduit. And we assist people to maintain their homes, do home repairs like a new roof, new furnace, or a hot water tank. And then also for houses that need a little more work, we can go up to about $45,000 and do a wide variety of those things so that when we're done with that house, it fully meets the Ohio code for building and then the residential rehab standard that the state puts on. So it's a reinvestment into our housing stock to protect housing values and keep people in their homes.
Taking a look at that, as it covers a lot of different areas, who exactly is it that this particular program benefits and affects the most?
For us, we find that we're working a lot of times with retired families that are no longer working are on a fixed income. Their pension has been reduced, but they own and they maintain their home, and they're just unable to get those repairs done. And so that's where we're able to step in, make sure that their house is maintained to a point where it's safe for them and that the property value is protected. That they're people who pay their taxes. They're oftentimes people who have worked their entire lives, and this is an opportunity for us to help them stay in that home and then also help their neighbors by making sure this home is kept up and that the value of that home and the values in that neighborhood stay up.
Certainly something that affects not only the homeowner, but as you just mentioned there, Don, it sounds like that affects the entire neighborhood, because if you have a couple of neighbors who are having issues keeping up their homes, maintaining their homes, or as you mentioned, keeping them up to code, you get a couple of houses in that neighborhood that have a difficult time doing that. That can certainly drop property values in a hurry.
It is something. And also when you make these investments, oftentimes you'll see additional investments made by the neighbors. Oh, my neighbors, you know, fixed their gutters and has improved their house. I need to do something so that my house looks as good. And again, this is, you know, kind of the basic economic development. And a big part of this, too, is our contracting. All these dollars, all of these home repairs are actually done by small companies, small contractors. And we do our very best to make sure that everyone knows of that opportunity to be able to bid upon these programs. And it's almost $1 million going out to small contractors to be able to do these types of projects.
Again, we're talking about the CHIP program, Community Housing Impact and Preservation Program, to be exact, here in our Lorain County Commissioners Leadership Through Partnership Program. Don Romanchik is joining us here in studio. I want to stick with that for a moment because I know that's a big, big part of this program, recruiting local contractors. You mentioned that with this grant, you know, there's $1 million to work with. And obviously, it's more than just earning money. But look, for local businesses, this is an opportunity to not only get some business, but also to help out those in need in your area.
Absolutely. And we'll be looking at doing approximately 40 of these contracts throughout a 2-year period. And they range in size from approximately $3,500, $4,000 up to about $45,000. So many of our smaller residential contractors are capable of doing this type of work. And all they have to do to be able to participate is to contact our department, Lorain County Community Development, and we'll work with them to fill out the application to be put on the list. And then as these applications or as these contracts become available, we will actually send them the contract. So they don't need to be looking in the newspaper. They don't need to worry about checking websites. We actually will mail it. We'll email it. Sometimes we even follow up with phone calls just to make sure that our list of contractors know that it's here. And then we'll go and get the bids. We'll review them, and the lowest bid wins, and it's still a competitive process, but we want to make sure that every local contractor is aware and has the ability to really take advantage of this. It is a good program, but not only for their bottom line, but also an opportunity for them to work in their community and give back a little bit as well.
No question about that. And, you know, just kind of taking a look at the program at its core as well, you know, are there particular areas where you find that, you know, a lot of folks are directly impacted by this, or is this something that's really kind of community-wide?
It is really community-wide. We do work in Avon Lake a lot of times on they're going through a sewer separation projects where we're helping for those residents who can't afford it to separate their storm sewer from the sanitary sewer. Out in the southern end of the county, it's not unusual for us to do a septic system replacement. And then throughout all of the areas, we've probably done work in every township and every village and every small city in the last 4 or 5 years. It is just, there's no shortage of need. There's only a shortage of dollars, unfortunately.
Certainly something I think that affects a lot of folks all the way across the board. Now, for our listeners who are tuned into this right now and wondering if they do qualify to be a part of this program, what are some of the parameters?
Primarily, we look at income. First and foremost, this is income eligible. So depending upon your family size and the amount of income that you make on an annual basis, that'll determine your eligibility. Other things that we look at are the needs of the house. Now, there are some homes that are just, they need too much work, or they have other problems, such as lead-based paint. Unfortunately, in some of our older homes that have a lot of lead-based paint, we're just unable to address the lead-based paint plus all of the code items, and unfortunately, we have to walk away. But for the most part, we'll be doing a kickoff meeting that will be advertised in the newspaper. That will be on our Facebook page at Community Development, on the Commissioner's Facebook page, as well as we'll be working with our partners in Sheffield Lake and in the city of Oberlin to get the word out and to let people know. And they can attend that meeting where we'll go over it in excruciating detail, as well as be able then to begin to take phone calls and get applications out.
About how long does this process take, or is that kind of on a case-by-case basis, since every home's going to be at least a little bit different? But as far as the timeline is concerned, how long does something like this typically take?
It is a case-by-case basis, and on the home rehabilitations, those are the larger projects where we're addressing multiple issues. There's a ranking, so that we're addressing the greatest need first until the dollars run out. And so there is a delay between the application and then the ranking. And then we have to write specifications and bid the work out and award the work. So it'll come out, and it can stretch for people who don't rank quite as high. It's a 2-year program, so it literally could be 14 months before they see a contractor come out, and it could be all of 20 months before the work is actually 100% complete from the time they make application. So that's the worst case scenario. Best case is it's still going to be 120 days or so from start to finish. It's a process, and it takes some time, and we have to go ahead and do our due diligence as well.
Again, we're talking with Don Romanchik on our Lorain County Commissioners Leadership Through Partnership Program. Today, we're talking about the Community Housing Impact and Preservation Program, simply known as CHIP. And Don, I want to look at this from the perspective of someone that would like some repairs done to their home. Mm-hmm. If they're tuned in right now wondering how to start that process to get a hold of you to see if they qualify and what they need to do, what's the first step they should take?
First step should be to just call us. Our phone number is 328-2322, and they will be able to be assigned to one of three people, ED specialists at work on our housing, and be able to begin to give them some guidance and some understanding. But first and foremost would be to keep an eye out for our kickoff meeting. That is when we'll release the applications the next day, so everyone starts with the same opportunity on timing. We'll keep the application period open for about 30 days, and then we'll close it and we'll review applications. And if we don't get enough, which has happened on occasion, that are eligible, then we'll reopen it a second time. But those are for the home rehabilitation. On the home repair, we'll take them as they come in as well. So, but we won't start until after that kickoff meeting, which should be happening in about 30 days or so.
And to peer at this through the scope of a local contractor, you know, if they're tuned in right now wondering what they need to do to get involved and certainly get their bid in here as well, how should they go about getting in touch?
Same thing. Give us a call at 440-328-2322, and we will make sure you get to one of our three ED specialists working on housing. They will get you the application, and they will work with you to fill it out. There's even right now an opportunity for some free lead-based paint training that the County Board of Commissioners are getting assistance through US EPA to put on. That is one thing that our contractors do need to have, and that's the ability to work around lead-based paint, and that's a certification process through the state of Ohio. So we are providing a free training opportunity as well next week. I believe it's the 24th of October. So there are opportunities, but just first step is always give my department a call, and we're more than happy to work with anyone to be able to get them through to the resources they need, be as a contractor or as someone to help receive a benefit from this program.
Good deal. Well, very good stuff, Don. We appreciate you stopping in the studio and shedding some light on this, talking about the Community Housing Impact and Preservation Program, simply known as CHIP. Don, thank you as always for the time.
Oh, my pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you again. Don Romanchik joining us on our Lorain County Commissioners Leadership Through Partnership Program. Today, shedding some light on CHIP and how it affects all parties involved. We need to step aside and take a quick break here on Bullseye on the Afternoon. Matt Douglas and I will return right after this on AM 930 WEOL.